Srila Prabhupada once said that in Krishna consciousness, every day is like New Year. So every day is a festival, and every day is like the New Year. Today also is the appearance day of Jagadish Pandit, and Jiva Goswami's disappearance day. Next year, it seems that we have 400th disappearance day of Jiva Goswami. This is 399th disappearance year of Shri Jiva Goswami. And Jagadish Pandit, there are two Jagadish Pandits, famous Jagadish Pandits in Chaitanya Lila. One is Sakha of Nityananda, 25th branch of Nityananda tree. And one is the 10th branch in Chaitanya tree, who was famous for feeding small Nimai on one Ekadashi. They made a feast, nice feast, and small Nimai was saying that I'm sick, I will be happy only after I eat that feast cooked by Jagadish and Hiranmaya, if you remember. Yeah? So that, so in Krishna Lila, they are Yagyapatni. He's Yagyapatni, one of the Yagika Brahmana's wives who fed Krishna after those ritualistic Brahmanas refused to feed Krishna and Balaram. So today is his appearance day. And we are reading text 17 and 19 from the first chapter of Canto 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We have verse 19, so I will read verses 17 and 18, and then we will chant. Etad veditum icchama sarva eva vayam mune bhagavan nindaya veno dvijai stamasi patita. O great sage, we are all eager to know the cause for this mercy of the Lord. This is spoken by Yudhishthir Maharaj. I have heard that formerly a king named Vena blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that all the Brahmanas consequently obliged him to go to hell. Shishupal should also have been sent to hell. How then did he merge into the Lord's existence? Verse 18. Damagosha suta papa arabhya kalabashanat Sampratya Marshi Govinde Dantavakrascha Durmati. From the very beginning of his childhood, when he could not even speak properly, Shishupal, the most sinful son of Damagosha, began blaspheming the Lord. And he continued to be envious of Sri Krishna until death. Similarly, his brother Dantavakra continued the same habits. And the verse that we have on the board, text 19, we can chant together. Shapato rasakrit vishnum yad brahma paramavyayam svitrona jato jivayam nandam vivishatustama. Shapato rasakrit vishnum Yad Brahma Paramavyayam Svitrona Jato Jivayam Nandam Vivishatustama. Shapato Rasakrit Vishnu Yad Brahma Paramavyayam Svitrona Jato Jivayam Nandam Vivishatustama. Shapato. Of both Shishupal and Dantavakra, who were blaspheming Asakrit repeatedly, Vishnum, Lord Krishna, Yad, which, Brahma Param, The Supreme Brahman. Avyayam. Without diminution. Svitraha. White leprosy. Na. Not. Jata. Appeared. Jivayam. On the tongue. Na. Not. Andham. Dark. Vibhishatu. They did enter. Tamaha. Hell. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although these two men, Shishupal and Dantavakra, repeatedly blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, they were quite healthy. Indeed, their tongues were not attacked by white leprosy, nor did they enter the darkest region of hellish life. We are certainly most surprised by this. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is not surprised because he wishes them to suffer immediately, but he's just surprised. He's the kindest person as a Vaishnava, but he's still surprised. Purport. Krishna is described by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita 10:12 as follows. Param Brahma Param Dama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Abode and Purifier. Herein, this is confirmed. Vishnum Yad Brahma Param Avyayam. So his brother said like this, and he is also saying like this. Param Brahma. The Supreme Vishnu is Krishna. Krishna is the cause of Vishnu, not vice versa. Similarly, Brahman is not the cause of Krishna. Krishna is the cause of Brahman. Therefore, Krishna is the Parabrahman, Yad Brahma Param Avyayam. That's the end of the purport. Shapadara Sakrit Vishnum Yad Brahma Paramavyayam Svitrona Jato Jivayam Nandam Vivishatustamam. Although these two men, Shishupal and Dantavakra, repeatedly blasphemed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Brahman, they were quite healthy. Indeed, their tongues were not attacked by white leprosy, nor did they enter the darkest region of hellish life. We are certainly most surprised by this. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nmiritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Rup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunata Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunata Hei Chair Guru Karan Charana Vandan Jahaita Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Whoever offers obeisances to these six gurus, Shri Rup, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunata, Shri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunata, will conquer all the obstacles and will have all his desires fulfilled. So we better offer our obeisances immediately to the six Goswamis. Yasya prasadatagya pi sadhya sarvagyatam rajat sa Shri Chaitanya Devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. It's another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is perfect. Krishna being perfect means Krishna is kind. And Krishna is fair. These two things sometimes seem contradictory, kind and fair. And towards you, which one would you prefer that Krishna manifests? That he manifests justice and fairness, or that he manifests kindness? What is our preference of these two? Yeah. So to the friends kindness, and to everybody justice. Yeah, that's what he prefers. To the friends kindness, to everybody justice. So this is the question of Yudhishthir. This is something that Yudhishthir tries to clarify, and this is the whole topic of this canto. This is one of the most tricky topics in the Bhagavatam. Vishnachakarati Thakur explains that this canto speaks primarily about uti, or the impetus for activities in this world. And the previous canto spoke about poshana, Krishna's unconditional mercy to his devotees. And this speaks about uti. So Vishnachakarati Thakur says how to understand that this story of Nrisimhadev explains uti, explains impetus, which moves everybody's activities. So from the very beginning, Vishnachakarati Thakur gives an amazing explanation. It's probably one of the most subtle explanations which we would not be able to get without the commentaries of the acharyas. He says that uti comes from the blessings we get and curses we get. So here we see Shishupal and Dantavakra in the previous lives. What was the first lives of Shishupal and Dantavakra? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, yes? And before that, they were who? Jai Vijay. And somehow or other, they managed to get some curses from the four Kumaras. And Vishnachakarati Thakur in the third canto says that that proves that even a perfect associate of God may have to fall down because of offenses. Hare Krishna. We should be careful. That's the lesson from this story. Also, he says something, some other amazing thing. He says that the four Kumaras became devotees. They smell the aroma of tulsi from Krishna's feet, and they completely surrendered. And they became devotees in which rasa in this stage? When they came to Vaikuntha, smelled the aroma of tulsi, they became devotees in which rasa? Shandarasa. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that they became devotees by the blessings of Jai and Vijay. They stopped them, but they felt compassion and they blessed them, and they said, okay, let them become devotees. And if the Kumaras didn't curse Jai and Vijay, it would be Dasya, Sakya, or some higher, a closer relationship with Krishna. But because of their curse, maximum they could get at this moment was Shanta. Received by the mercy of people, they cursed Jai and Vijay. It's very interesting. So many things are revealed by the acharyas. Vishnachakarati Thakur explains this in his commentaries. So by the blessings and curses we get the impetus for the activities in this world. So we see that Jai and Vijay, somehow or other, they got curses, and so they came down as demons. And the other example is Prahlad Maharaj. He got blessings from Narada Muni. And so he acts as a perfect saint. So this is the secret. So if you want to change your motivation, if we want to change our impetus for activities, if you want to change what moves us, what do we need to do? We need to get either cursed, that's probably easier sometimes, right? Or blessed. That's also not so difficult because devotees are kind, right? So so if you feel kindly disposed, please, I humbly beseech you, ask you to give me your blessings that I can please all my friends, devotees, and my guru and my Shiksha gurus. Please give me your blessings that I can please the Guru Parampara. Hare Krishna. or at least you can curse me that I can please my guru. So whatever is easier for you. Just the point is that that should be the. So this is the explanation of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, how this canto describes the question of impetus. Now, I remember I translated this many years ago when the Sanskrit school devotees typed the Sanskrit commentaries for the first time, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. They found that Sanskrit commentary and they typed this in a Latin script, transliteration. So I translated that commentary from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and I sent to a few friends, and one friend said, "Oh, see? So now you can understand that all my miseries come from devotees. Yeah, devotees cursed me and that's it. So that's why I'm suffering." So it looks like, who is guilty? Whose fault is it? Whatever happens? Devotees. You know what? If something good, devotees' blessings. Something bad, that absence of devotees' blessings. Again, that's their fault. Right? Or wrong? Or maybe we also have a little influence on whether we get blessings or curses. So that's the point. Krishna is perfect. Krishna is certainly fair. And Krishna is very kind. And the question of whose fault it is, who is guilty, it's a big question for whatever happens in our life. And we have three candidates. Three candidates for this, who is guilty. It's described in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So what are the three candidates to blame for being at fault? So Krishna says that that you, the jiva, don't really do anything in this material world. It's performed by the material nature. Sabhavas tu pravartate. Oh, that's a relief, right? So I'm not to blame. That's my nature, you know. That's just the modes. You know, don't blame me. I said bad things. That's just the modes. Yes, why do you become so angry? That's just the nature. But we know that nature, by material nature, the modes, by definition, are dead. That's the definition, chit and achit. It's achit. Nature, material energy, by definition, that's how it's defined. It's achit. It's not consciousness. It's opposite to consciousness. So how something dead can decide instead of you? Because somebody controls it, right? Uh-huh. And who controls the nature? God controls the nature, right? So who is guilty? Who is to blame? Maybe Krishna, right? And I know that sometimes devotees go around and complain that Krishna tortures us, you know, and he likes torturing. Some people, even Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita says this about Krishna. He calls Krishna Janardana. And there are different explanations and translations of this name Janardana, and one of the explanations is one who gives ardana, who gives suffering to all the living entities. So Arjuna, even Arjuna, of course this is just the beginning of the Gita, that's only chapter 1, doesn't do this later at the end. So therefore Krishna in 5:15 says, no, nadate kasyachit papam nachaiva sukritam vibhu. No. Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not force one to be pious or sinful either. Krishna is also not to blame. So we have three candidates, the nature, you, the soul, and Krishna. And it looks like nobody is to blame. Right? So this is a topic which bewilders many devotees, oftentimes bewildered even students of Bhakti Shastri. Sometimes, not anymore, but maybe some 15, 20 years ago, it used to bewilder even Bhakti Shastri teachers sometimes, because it's a complicated topic. And especially, of course, we see that Indian people in India who are exposed to elevated philosophy, they like this idea that I'm not doing anything. Yes? I'm not doing anything. It's uparwala. It's Bhagavan ka icha. You know, he whatever he decides. Yeah, it's very popular here. We even see very nice advanced Vaishnavas may sometimes say this. So therefore, it is very interesting to see in this section of the Bhagavad Gita, Murijan Prabhu calls this three doers in perspective. How it's described who is actually responsible. So the next verse, if you know, is describing the son of knowledge. Yeah? That when a person gets knowledge, jnanena tutat agyanam yesham nashitam atmana tesham aditya vajyanam prakasayati tatparam. When you get proper understanding, this understanding is like sun, which removes all ignorance. So what is this understanding, which is like the sun, which removes all ignorance? Sridhar Swami, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Srila Prabhupada, they explain that this understanding, which removes all ignorance, which removes the illusory influence of Maya upon us, which makes us free from illusion. What would you say is this understanding?
Shrupa Krishna, you must know. You ask many questions, you know many answers.
Guess.
You can offer a guess. Soul, yeah, we are the soul.
Yes, we are the soul. What else? There's more. Yeah, we are the soul, we are not the body, we are spirit. We never die. We are eternal. That's important, yeah? But then there's more. What else do we need to know? Eternal servant of Krishna. Very good. Yes, that's also there. That's even more. But there is more than that. What can be more than that? What can be more than knowing that we are the eternal servant of Krishna? It is. Because, you know, we can be a servant of Krishna and he can be a cruel master. Krishna is all merciful and Krishna is fair. Krishna is merciful and Krishna is fair. So therefore Srila Prabhupada quotes Vaishamya Nairgrinya Na Sapekshatva Tatahi Darshayati. He says, if somebody says, that's from the Vedanta Sutra, this is the doubt, if somebody thinks Krishna is Vaishamya, Krishna is unfair, the answer is no. Somebody thinks Nairgrinya, Krishna is not kind, Krishna is cruel. The answer is no. Krishna is not unkind, Krishna is not cruel. Sapekshatvat, whatever he sends corresponds to the actions of the soul. Tatahi darshayati, and all the Puranic stories demonstrate it. They illustrate this. All the Puranic stories illustrate this. And this canto and this discussion illustrates two possible injustices. One possible injustice is how Krishna favors the demigods and devotees, and then when the example is given of a demon being blessed, then why a demon is blessed? It's another injustice. So it's explained in the stories that it's all fair. It's all as it should be. And I remember when I read this comment in the Bhagavad Gita, I was literally shocked, because I can reveal an open secret to all of you that I am not liberated and I'm still under the influence of the deluding potency, and from that purport it follows that if I am not liberated, if I am under the influence of deluding potency. And maybe one or two here also can relate to this, among you can also relate to this situation, being under the influence of the deluding potency. Then you can relate, yes? Okay. So at least one, you can see there is at least one person who can also relate to this situation. Then it means that I continue to accuse Krishna. That secretly, I think I am a devotee. Look, I have Shikha, you know. I have Kantimala. I think I have Tilak, no? I'm a devotee. But if I experience the influence of Maya, it means that I continue to blame Krishna for my mistakes. I continue accusing Krishna. I think that Krishna is not kind to me. Krishna is, he is fair to him and her and them, but regarding me, I don't know. I think I could, he could be a little more kind to me, no? Somewhere, secretly. Or, as Yudhishthira Maharaj describes here, I think that devotee, 3 years ago, he said something bad about me. So why his tongue is not covered with, why he is healthy? Yeah? It's unfair. Do we sometimes think like this? Maybe, you know, sometimes a shadow of this. So, this doubt is what creates illusion. Because Krishna is kinder than the kindest. And Krishna is absolutely fair. Krishna is perfect. He is the purifier. Is the purest. He doesn't have any contamination of injustice, unfairness, or unkindness. Krishna is absolutely merciful. And this is the attitude of a devotee, not only the attitude, this is the art, this is the skill of a devotee. We learn to thank Krishna. Today is the new year, and traditionally, India, of course, is special, but in most of the world, before the new year, psychiatric wards and psychotherapists' offices are empty. Before the new year, nobody goes to a psychotherapist. Because just around the corner, new life comes. New hope. New opportunities. And then this day comes, ta-dum, so the new year, and or individually it could be the birthday. My mother worked as a doctor. She said, so often when she fills the form, the person dies around their birthday, because she has to fill the birth date and the death date, and it's very often either the same date or very close. That's why in Vedic culture you have Janma Nakshatra, and you, on your birthday, or even Janma Nakshatra, three times a month, you distribute gifts and you do some austerity. Not take gifts, but give gifts. Because it is dangerous. It is a dangerous time. And that's how Mother Yashoda used to call Krishna. She would come out and say, Krishna, come back, take lunch. And he's playing with his friends. Did it happen to you that you were playing with your friends? I think we are the last generation. Because nowadays everybody plays at home, you know. And did it happen to you that you were playing with your friends and you didn't want to go home? What food, eating, you know, what nonsense. This is, we have play, we have games with our friends. So therefore, what did Mother Yashoda do? She said, Krishna, it's your Janma Tithi. Come and give dan and charity and gifts to the brahmanas. So that attracted Krishna so much that he immediately came, would come home, because he liked to do this. So that's the Vedic custom. Because it is dangerous. And New Year also. After the New Year comes, that's a spike in suicides, and spike in depression, and spike in problems. Because the New Year has come, but the life is still old. New Year has come, and new life has not come. So we feel oftentimes depressed. But is Krishna to blame? Is the new year to blame? Is anybody to blame? Who is responsible? So among the three doers, which influence whatever happens, two are neutral. The modes or material nature and Krishna are neutral doers. They don't do this because they want it. Krishna didn't create this world for himself. He created this world for us. because we wanted to conduct our, I'm sorry, our crazy experiments. How else can you call it? A crazy experiment, trying to control something. No, okay, so he says, don't do this. And say, no, Krishna, I must. It's very, okay, then he makes this material world. But he doesn't leave us. He comes and tries to bring us back. And Krishna is, so Krishna is neutral, and Jiva is responsible for our choices, for our desires, but we are not independent. So if we accept simply this, if we just accept that whatever happens is the result of my actions, and whatever Krishna sends us, that's his mercy. That's enough to make us free. This is what Brahmaji says in the 10th canto. Tatenu kampam susanikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridvagvapurbhir vidadandamaste jivetayo muktipade sadayavag. He says that whoever, that a devotee who is expert in finding mercy, anukampam susamikshamano. Ikshamano, he's searching. Samikshamano, he perfectly searches or finds. And susamikshamano, he's extremely expert in finding how everything is Krishna's mercy. As Srila Prabhupada says, if we cut our finger, he says, a devotee thinks that by my karma, I was supposed to lose the whole arm. But by Krishna's mercy, I have just one cut. So it's result of my mistakes, the result of my karma, plus Krishna's mercy. So if we think like this, Brahmaji says, and continue thanking the Lord, offer our thanks to Krishna, muktipade sadaya bhag, then bas, you are already guaranteed your place at the lotus feet of the Lord of freedom, mukti pade, our beautiful Krishna. Your place is already assured. Your reservation on the flight back home, back to Godhead, is confirmed. It's already confirmed. You have your ticket confirmed to go back home, back to Godhead. And a devotee considers that whatever happens is atmakritam vipakam. Those of you who ever read something about Ayurveda, you may know what is vipaka. Vipaka, vipaka is the, sometimes translated as the aftertaste. So if you take lemon, eat lemon, it tastes sour, sometimes a little bitter. So that's the taste. But what is the aftertaste? It's sweet. So the influence on the body, it has a sweet aftertaste. It has not acidic, it's not sour. And if you eat a sweet banana, it tastes sweet, but the aftertaste is sour. So a devotee understands that, okay, what happened, this looks sour, what happens to me seems bitter or sour, but it is the aftertaste of my own actions. Atmakritam vipakam. It's the vipak of atmakritam. And it is diminished by Krishna. Tatte anukampam. It's Krishna's anukampa, mercy of Krishna. So in other words, a devotee always thanks Krishna for everything. A devotee is grateful to Krishna for everything that comes. It's one of the qualities of Krishna. He's grateful, and it's also one of the qualities of a devotee. He's grateful, and it's one of the qualities of knowledge, being grateful. Kritagyata, kritagya, thanking Krishna. In the fourth canto, Narada Muni, at the end of the fourth canto, says that if you know one thing, that's his instruction to the Prachetas, if you know one thing, savai priyatamas chatma yato nabhayam anvayam iti vada savai vidvan yo vidvan sagurur hari. If you know one thing, that Krishna is our best friend, dearmost friend, priyatamas chatma. Savai priyatamas chatma. Krishna is our dearmost friend. Yato na bhayam, and from him there is not a slightest danger to be feared. If you know this one thing, you know everything. Iti veda savai vidvan. You are a scholar. Not only you are a scholar, you are a guru. You are Krishna. Iti vedvan savai vidvan yo vidvan sa gurur hari. If you are a scholar who knows that Krishna is our friend, you are a guru and you are next to Hari. You are Krishna's associate. So one thing, if you learn one thing, this is the thing, that Krishna is our friend. Suhrida sarva dehinam. Krishna is the friend of everybody. And if you don't feel peace, it's because we think that there is some danger coming from Krishna and that Krishna is not our friend. So what do we do if we think that there is some danger coming from Krishna or that Krishna is not our friend? We read these stories, like this story about even a demon who somehow or other never stops meditating on Krishna, who somehow or other keeps even chanting the names of Krishna in an insulting way. So even this Shishupal gets a benefit. He gets liberation. That's a unique quality of Krishna. No other avatar, Jiva Goswami, whose disappearance day we have today, Jiva Goswami, in his Krishna Sandarbha says that other avatars, they will give liberation if a demon understands, oh, that's God, so he gets liberation. But Krishna will give liberation to everybody he kills. So in Kurukshetra, Srila Prabhupada writes in the third canto, in Kurukshetra, those who accepted Krishna as God, they went to his planet, and those who did not accept, but died in the presence of Krishna, at least they got Sayujya Mukti, which is the goal of Jnanis and Mayavadis and impersonalists. They at least got liberation. So also Shishupal. So Krishna can give liberation even to demons who do not understand that he is God. That's a unique power of Krishna, also confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the five glories Shukadeva Goswami speaks of in chapter 90 of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So Krishna is your friend. Krishna is merciful also to you. Krishna is fair to everybody. And if you learn to thank Krishna for everything, if you learn to find how everything is Krishna's mercy. So, if something happens you don't like, if you take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and think how this is a blessing, how this is on one side fair to me, and on the other side it's Krishna's mercy, then Brahmaji says, you will go to Krishna. And you are already free. Free from the influence of deluding energy. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Merciful Krishna ki jai. Fair Krishna, who is the friend of all of us, ki jai, nidai gaur premanande, Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful lecture, Prabhuji. A lot of new things begin here. And however, there is one doubt that I wanted to clarify, that suppose we get a problem, suppose in our in current state, there's a problem in office, there's a problem in personal life, and we come to pressure and we begin to solve that problem. That is one of the things that we do. So probably in this situation, when a devotee understands that all the good and bad fortune that he gets is mercy of Krishna and he has to be thankful for it, does the second step change? Does he not go to Krishna and beg him to remove it?
There is a difference how a pure devotee approaches Krishna for help and how someone who is not a pure devotee approaches Krishna for help. You may remember when Srila Prabhupada became sick, devotees around the world were singing kirtan the whole day, and Srila Prabhupada said, you can pray to Krishna, please help our spiritual master, if you so desire. So he adds a clause that if you so desire. So a devotee approaches with humility, in surrender. Even if a devotee asks for something, first he surrenders.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that whatever prayers a person offers to Krishna in the mood of Sharanagati, Krishna will accept. Hare Krishna. But that's a secret. There are six steps of Sharanagati. You can read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati songbook. So, surrender means that you accept whether Krishna, that you agree Krishna may fulfill your desire or not. You accept Krishna's desire as higher to your desire. And other than that, you can see that even in Vrindavan, eternal associates of Krishna, sometimes we'll go to Krishna and ask for help. What situation can you remember where Brijbasi devotees asked Krishna for help? When they all went to Krishna asking for help? One very famous situation. Govardhan Leela, yes, Govardhan Leela. They went to Krishna and said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. They didn't call him God, they called him very fortunate. Mahabhaga. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga. Oh Krishna, Krishna, oh greatly fortunate one, please protect us from the anger of this god Indra. Yeah, so they approach Krishna for help, but they approach understanding that their main purpose is to serve Krishna. Or even the cowherd boys, when they were this Leela of Yajnapatnis, they approached Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibarhana. Eshavai Bhadate Kshunnas Tat Chantim Kartum Arhata. They say, O Rama, who has strong hands, strong arms, or O Krishna, who destroys all the impious demons, we are tortured by hunger. It would be really good if you could defeat this hunger. If you could conquer this hunger. So we even have 10 canto verse for that. And then we know there's a whole story describing this. But that's never above Krishna's service. If you do this in surrender, agreeing to whatever is Krishna's decision on one side, and putting Krishna's pleasure higher, then that's how a devotee approaches the Lord. There was one letter to Srila Prabhupada. They asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, can we ask Krishna to give us a Sankirtan van? And Srila Prabhupada replied, you can, as long as you do everything you can to get it, to collect money for it. So it's another thing, that you help Krishna to help you. Right? Otherwise, Arjuna didn't sit, Prabhupada says, Krishna, describing Krishna and Arjuna, he says Arjuna didn't sit on a chariot and didn't just smoke ganja and say, oh, okay, Krishna, you just arrange everything. No, he was fighting. He was doing all that he could do for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure, in full surrender. Okay. What is your question today? You don't have a question today. What happened?
Hare Krishna. Actually, how can we understand that the demons who are killed by Krishna and get Sahaja Mukti, they actually get the mercy? Because we know that the Sahaja Mukti is not desirable even because they just become inactive. At least it is being in material world is better, they don't get a chance to become
demon. You are speaking like a devotee. But demons don't think like this. Demons think that liberation is the top possible achievement. Not only demons, you can see there are so many people, they think that there is nothing higher than liberation. We even see that this Gopal, what was his name? Chakravarti, if I remember, what was his name? Who was in the Govardhan Majumdar, okay, in the court of Govardhan Majumdar, and Haridas Thakur said that you can get liberation or mukti even from a shadow of the holy name. Nama Abbas, just a reflection of the holy name, is enough to give you freedom and liberation. And this very learned Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti, he thought, how is it possible such a high goal is achieved by a shadow of the holy name? People strive for this for hundreds. Actually, if you can see that by Dhyana Yoga, it takes hundreds of lives. By Jnana Yoga, you will see, is described. By Jnana Yoga, you get it after thousands of lives. So it's very rare and very high goal for ordinary people. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Right? So for them, they think there is nothing higher. Not only that, they think this is the top possible thing. So only devotees understand it's like hell, kaivalya narakayate. Because there is no Krishna katha, there is no Krishna's lotus feet, there is no service, no association, no nothing. Very boring. Very boring. Therefore, even Yoga Sutra quotes Vayu Purana saying that after 20, you know, maximum 20 years of Brahma, the person becomes bored in that impersonal liberation and comes down. Because depending on the level where they merge, unless they are fortunate to get some more knowledge. Sometimes they can meet Narada Muni doing Harinam somewhere there in Brahmajyoti or something with devotees. Devotees go out, okay, let's go do Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And even Atmaramas Chamunayo, even those who are self-satisfied but not offensive, they think, oh, what is this? I thought that in liberation there is no activity, but these people are liberated and still there is activity and there is variety and they become attracted. So that's special mercy. But otherwise for them, they think this is the highest. And this is like what Krishna does. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is extremely generous, so he always tries to give everything possible to everybody. You know this story about a king who was in a garden, sitting in a garden under a mango tree, and there was some villager who didn't notice that there's a king, and he threw a stone to get a mango, and somehow or other this stone fell on the king's head, and the guards of the king immediately took out the swords. Where is this? Oh, there's that culprit, and they captured that villager, brought it to the king, and they said, what shall we do with him? Keeping their hands on the sword, you know, the guy threw a stone on the head, in the head of the king. Nowadays he would probably be shot before he before he could make one step or something.
And the king thought for a while, and he said, give him a pension to the end of life, that every day he can get all the food he needs in my palace.
And I said, sorry? Beg your pardon, what did you say?
Pension? He threw a stone in your head, and you give him a pension till the end of life. What is? Did we understand it correctly? How? What kind of punishment is that? And the king said, look, he threw a stone into the mango tree, and the mango tree, in response, gives him a nice fruit. So if I give him something less, I'm worse than a tree. And if I am better than a tree, I should give him more than one mango. So the tree gives him one mango, let me give him unlimited mangoes till the end of his life. Then it means I am not worse than this tree. If I give less, then I'm worse than a tree. So that's the magnanimous spirit, even of just Vedic culture and some king. And what about Krishna? If somebody attacks Krishna in a personal way, then Krishna at least gives this person at least impersonal liberation. At least sayujya, so this person doesn't have to suffer. But if this person has at least an inkling, at least some idea that this is God, at least theoretically he can accept that there is somebody better than me. there is an eternal personality of God. He will get more. He will get salokya, as is explained. All the warriors on the Kurukshetra battlefield. Also, Shishupal here, you can see that Sayujya was not their ultimate destination. They passed through it to show the glory of Krishna to everybody. But then after that they returned, they went further to Vaikuntha, as where they came from. Or Aghasura. It says that when Krishna liberated him, then Aghasura got Sarupya Mukti. He got the same form as Krishna. Why? Because for 1 second he was astonished, he appreciated Krishna's form. So because he appreciated Krishna's form for a moment, then he, Shukadeva Goswami says an amazing verse, he says that if a sadhaka even forcefully brings Krishna's form in his mind, one time, look at Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar. One time, you force your mind to see them. Then such a person will get eternal benefit and go to Krishna. So he says, what to speak about Aghasura? He didn't bring Krishna to his mind. He brought Krishna inside his belly. Krishna himself entered inside him. And not for one moment, for a few moments he entered. So he must have gotten much more than just some impersonal liberation. So that's Shukadeva Goswami's glorification. So Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind, and everything is fair. If somebody is a demon, there is nothing higher than the demon can imagine than the personal liberation. But if the demon gets further purification, then they will move on. You see that one can continue advancing, either going down, as you say, or even there, by meeting devotees. Anything more on this? Okay. Hare Krishna. So, 1 year closer to Krishna, hopefully. And Krishna is very kind. So let us try to act in such a way that Jiva Goswami, all 6 Goswamis, all our Guru Parampara, and our merciful best friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are satisfied with us, and that we don't blame them, don't accuse them, and on the contrary, we thank them for all the mercy they are giving to us. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha, Vritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Thank you very much.